Now, if you'd like some good tips on how to improve your life, if you or your loved ones are living with Parkinson's, then why not go along to your local Parkinson's support group? And if you can't get there, stay with us because Julie Pring, our representative from the Caboolture branch, is here with some great tips and advice. Good morning, Julie.
Good morning, Rosemary. Good morning, everyone.
Now, Julie, you often mention about exercise for people with Parkinson's. Can you tell us a little bit more about how important it is?
Exercise is vital for all of us. The saying, use it or lose it, so true. However, for those with Parkinson's, which is a progressive degenerative brain disease, studies have found that keeping active actually delays the progression of the disease, and there are positive changes in the brain following exercise.
And Julie, what sort of exercise is best for somebody suffering from Parkinson's?
Definitely ongoing activity. Mm-hmm. What someone enjoys is the type of exercise which that person will continue. This can include physiotherapy programs, and we had physiotherapists from Auscare Physio in Caboolture share with us at our meeting last month. They outlined that they assess gait, which is walking, mm-hmm. transfers from bed to chair, chair to chair, etc., balance, strength, posture, falls risks. Then they offer exercise and training in all these areas. This helps improve symptom control, also mood, cognition, fitness, independence and quality of life. And it also helps slow the progression of the disease and reduces complications of inactivity and overcoming freezing of gait, which is common when walking. Parkinson's can cause a person to get stuck and have difficulty taking the next step.
Okay. So, Julie, how can some of these issues be addressed?
Aerobic and resistance or strength exercises are included, as well as balance, walking, and functional practice for everyday activities, and specific techniques to overcome problems like freezing of gait and getting up following a fall. These are appropriately graded so that realistic goals can be achieved. Home programs help to maintain gains. So the sort of exercises, walking, swimming, gym routines, specific exercises, group activities, boxing, gardening, and even housework are all helpful.
Well, there you go. That sounds pretty good. Now, Julie, you guys at Caboolture Parkinson's Support Group do lots of wonderful things. What are you doing this month?
On the third Thursday of each month, each month from February to November, mm-hmm. and it sees us at Morayfield Community Uniting Church from 11:30 to 1:30. So that's next week on the 20th of November. It's the end of the year. Mm. So for our last meeting, we're celebrating with special lunch and exchanging gifts. We also catch up informally at Lisa's Willow Tree Cafe from 10 o'clock on the second Thursday of the month. That also includes December and January. So we welcome anyone interested in or with Parkinson's or atypical Parkinson's or a care partner to join us.
Absolutely. Now, if anybody's listening and they're a little bit inclined to get on to Parkinson's, how would they find out a little bit more about it, Julie?
Well, you at Radio 101.5 FM have all our details, so you can contact the station mm-hmm. or Parkinson's Queensland. Their number's 1800 644189 or myself, and you can get those details. But there's also Parkinson's Queensland website, and this includes the details of all support groups like ours.
Yep. Now, you almost always give us a quote or two. Have you got one for us today?
I have. Mm. One is, results of the studies are exciting because they suggest it may never be too late for someone with Parkinson's to start an exercise program to improve the course of their disease. And that's from a doctor of Kyoto University in Japan. And also, Dr. Jeannie Feuerstein said, what I always say to my patients is I can give you medications that will make you function as well as you can, but the reason I'm doing it is so you can exercise. That's the key for you to actually modify the progression of Parkinson's.
And listeners, that was Julie Pring. And if you'd like to listen to Julie's interview again, her advice and her tips, you can go to the 1015fm.com.au website and search podcast. So absolutely wonderful information there, Julie. And we do thank you for being with us every month. Thank you now.
Thanks, Rosemary.